Oh my goodness, the Sia movie. Until now, everyone's kept quiet, apart from Sia, but Kate Hudson's just entered the ring. Let's get on with it. Guys, what's going on? My name is Dan. I have autism and I make videos on this type of topic every single week. So if you're new around here and you want to learn more, remember to click that follow button to see more videos just like this. Okay, guys, so I came across an article in The Independent, which is a newspaper here in the UK, talking about how Kate Hudson feels about the movie. Now, in this, it basically goes over an interviewer who has come across Kate Hudson to ask her questions about the movie of, music by Sia. It's called Music. And Kate Hudson, what I found really interesting, as soon as the interviewer asked Kate Hudson, what do you feel about this movie and the controversy surrounding it, Kate Hudson replied simply, well, I haven't really seen much controversy around this movie, which is complete and absolute rubbish. You know, if you're in a movie and you're getting high controversy on, you know, articles like The Independent or CNN and stuff like that, then you definitely would have heard of this. Now, Maddie Ziegler, who plays the main character in this, who plays the autistic and nonverbal girl in the movie, has not commented so far that I've seen. I have done a full kind of breakdown of this, and I will try and leave some of the links for those videos that best explain the whole controversy, if you want a backstory into all of this stuff, down below, so you can check out those videos too. But for now, I'm talking about this update, this recent update, and I will leave a link for this article as well in the description of this video. So basically, Kate Hudson was interviewed because it's been nominated for a Golden Globe Award. Now, she's been nominated for Best Actress, I think, there's a petition actually online to stop this going ahead, with over 95,000 people who've signed a petition on change.org, and I will actually leave that down as well. So Kate Hudson, when asked about the controversy, she said that she thinks that the ongoing issue of the debate is really important dialogue that needs to happen between neurotypical actors portraying neurodivergent characters, but she said that she encourages the conversation, she really and truly does, and she said that they are listening, which is really weird when she said that she hadn't heard much, you know, controversy around this. But now she's saying that, well, you know, during this conversation, she thinks that more of this stuff needs to happen. Now, she also goes on to state that she thinks that the movie was done in a beautiful way. It's a beautiful movie. It portrays something really nice. And she feels terrible that the autism community feels left out of this new movie, and that wasn't what they planned to do, and all this kind of stuff. Now, to be fair with Kate Hudson, she is more of a hippy-dippy person, and that's kind of more my genre of people. And I did have somewhat respect for her until she did this movie. Now, in the movie, there's a few things that really rock me. You know, there's restraint scenes in there, which Kate Hudson's a part of, which is a bit unusual. And there's also the debate, because, like, you've got Maddie Ziegler playing a non-verbal autistic girl, and it's almost very uncomfortable to watch. I haven't seen the full thing yet, which I am going to watch the full movie, but I just can't bring myself to watch the full thing yet. But I've seen a lot of snippets. What I will do also is I will leave a link down below where you can go to my website and watch the restraint scene snippet from that movie as well. So I will leave that. It's theaskweworld.com/restraint, and you can see exactly what I mean about that restraint scene. Now, Kate Hudson coming out and talking about this on the news, or and saying that it's an important dialogue and she encourages a conversation and we are listening and all this stuff. Well, to me, it's kind of like, okay, I get it, and I appreciate her coming out and talking about this and telling the media, like, oh, you know, we're listening, we're wanting to move forward with this. But at the end of the day, you know, this movie is still going ahead and they're still making money from it, even though there's so much controversy around it and the actual community that it's supposed to represent don't feel represented by it. So what Kate Hudson could have said is that she felt like there was a huge miscommunication in trying to, you know, portray the movie roles and the things in that movie, and that they should redo it, or maybe just pull that movie and do something else. Now, it does, you know, open a can of worms into the conversation of how do you portray, you know, people with more higher support needs in autism, or what you'd see as like more severe needs in autism. How do you portray that with actors who are, you know, on the spectrum of that need? You know, how do you do that? Well, I guess the answer would be, you know, I did a video the other day talking about how Loop, the Disney cartoon, showed a girl with quite high support needs, and that's a cartoon, so you can portray it in a cartoon quite well. and it doesn't hurt anybody's feelings and it won't kind of upset anybody, and you can do it very nicely within a community. Or you stick to just doing documentaries and actually showing real people if they want to do that without kind of taking advantage of that person's vulnerability state. Now, there's a big, you know, question for debate here, but what I think is that it's taken Kate Hudson like 2 months to come out and talk about this, because I guess that's Sia's legal team and PR have been all over this, and that's why Maddie Ziegler's not talking about it. That's why Sia deleted her Twitter account, which is just unbelievable. And then Kate Hudson finally came out and started speaking about it. I would love to know what your thoughts are on Kate's comments and why, you know, do you think it's okay? Do you think that she's spoken fairly? I mean, it is a discussion. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion of it. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, whatever you think. But I think that, like, in terms of Ziegler's silence, it really does concern me. I know that Maddie Ziegler and Sia have a very unusual relationship, and there's somewhat of a controlling manner of Sia in terms of this, but in terms of how this is really impacted the community has really shocked everybody, really. And I think Sia needs to do more than just say, oh, I'm sorry, because she's kind of backtracked and she said stuff and she's contradicted herself. And, you know, and I do feel it. We're all human and we all deserve a chance. So I am open to hear, you know, them to change things. And what I think, what I believe, and this is just my opinion, you know, please don't take what I say as gospel, but what I would say is that this movie needs to be reshot, you know, like it needs to tick all the boxes that the community really relate to, rather than just what she thinks is a good movie or what she thought would be good, because at the end of the day she is still making money from this and the community is being hurt and damaged by this. So you have to have some kind of communication, some kind of input and some kind of acknowledgement where the community feel like they're represented in a strong, potentially nice manner, and Sia can then go and profit Sia from movies and stuff like that. You know, it's, you got to think about people's motives. I don't think there was anything malicious in it, but I think that she just dropped the ball by not making this a priority to look at the correct people. There was like two charities in America, big autism charities, that reached out and said, hey, you know, we'll consult with you, and she just ignored it. She didn't really kind of take on board their offer of support. She then kind of came out and said, oh, I spoke with Autism Speaks, which a lot of people find controversy with, and they don't support Autism Speaks. But then Autism Speaks tweeted out saying that they didn't consult with Sia on this, and it's kind of a bit like, well, what's going on? You know, like, if you're a person like Sia, what's going on? Which is, again, hence why she deleted her Twitter account. She had like 6 million followers on there, and it was verified, and she deleted the Twitter account, which is, I don't know, I wouldn't say guilty conscience, but it's something that's kind of concerning. You know, why would somebody do that? But I'd love to know your comments. Please chime in the comments section down below about this topic, and share this video if you think this can help somebody or educate somebody on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I'll see you in the next one, guys.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you haven't already, please share this with anybody and everyone who you think can get some benefit from it. And also, I know a bunch of you guys who haven't already subscribed to this podcast, but listen, so please go over and subscribe to it now so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you want to hit me up on Twitter, it's at the Aspie World, the T-H-E, Aspie, A-S-P-I-E, and then World, W-O-R-L-D, so the Aspie World. All right, guys, thanks.